For decades, U.S. climate change policy has amounted to something like that old refrain of parents, "Do as I say, not as I do." However, this week, President Obama announced his boldest step yet to reduce the nation's biggest source of pollution blamed for global warming, carbon emission from power plants. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On this past Saturday, delivering his weekly address from the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C., President Obama made the announcement of the new EPA guidelines, guidelines that aim to slash carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants 30% by the year 2030. He made these statements from the medical center, where he visited children whose asthma was aggravated by air pollution.
In just the first year that these standards go into effect, up to 100,000 asthma attacks and 2,100 heart attacks will be avoided. And those numbers will go up from there. These standards were created in an open and transparent way with input from the business community. States and local governments weighed in too. In fact, nearly a dozen states are already implementing their own market-based programs to reduce carbon pollution. And over 1,000 mayors have signed agreements to cut their city's carbon pollution. So the idea of setting higher standards to cut pollution at our power plants is not new. It's just time for Washington to catch up with the rest of the country.
Now, some say the president is taking a step towards curbing climate change that's long overdue. Others worry about the economic repercussions of such a move. This hour, we ask, what does a new carbon emission initiative mean for us here in Iowa? In just a few minutes, we'll get a perspective from power plants. Also, a research fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation will join us, and an environmental engineer. But first, let's hear about one of the most polluted cities in our state. We're joined now by Adam Burke. He's a producer and writer based in Iowa City, also an editor at Little Village Magazine. And Adam has written about the air quality in Muscatine. It's also the subject of a video documentary he produced about the town's struggles due to air pollution. And Adam Burke, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
A couple of years ago, I see you wrote about Muscatine having some of the worst air quality in the state under review by the EPA, under its scrutiny after years of maintaining allowable air pollution levels. Bring us up to date on the air quality situation in Muscatine.
Well, I don't think much has changed in the past few years. It's about to change, though. A lawsuit that was filed by the state's attorney general was just ruled in favor of some of the residents of Muscatine that will force one of the worst polluters in the area, GPC, Grain Processing Corporation, to switch from their coal boilers to a natural gas system. Mm-hmm. That's going to clean up the coal. The other part that's going to get cleaned up when they install a new dryer, they do a lot of processing of corn. And part of that is to cook the corn and pressurize it and add chemicals probably and a bunch of other things. One of the byproducts of that process is a chemical called acetaldehyde. That produces probably the worst stink you can imagine. And it permeates this residential neighborhood called South End in Muscatine. So they'll install this new dryer next year. They'll switch to natural gas next year. For the time being, I don't think a whole lot has changed.
Okay, tell us about all the sources. There are several sources plaguing Muscatine residents in terms of air quality.
The three worst are GPC, as I mentioned. Monsanto is just down the road from them. And then right next door to GPC is Muscatine Power and Water. They all run coal boilers. And in addition to that, there's probably a dozen other foundries and coal boilers in the area. There's the Louisa generating plant, Mid-Americans plant is just down the road, not technically in Muscatine, but it's a huge plant right next door. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of industrial coal being burned down there.
Mm-hmm. You talked to many of the residents of Muscatine when you shot this video. I think we'll put a link of that on our website as well. What are some of the complaints? And I think we have a voice from your documentary too here.
The major complaints are in that neighborhood, especially. It's hard to breathe, it really is. And when I was there shooting this documentary and interviewing people, taking pictures of the plant, I was in the South End neighborhood where GPC is. One of the days I was shooting for a couple hours, I was in Musser Park shooting towards the plant. The wind was blowing from the plant directly at me. And I went home that night and another day with a burning in my chest that I'd never felt before. It wasn't a cold. It wasn't a flu or a chest cold or anything. It was, I'm certain, from this pollution. It lasted for a couple days. I couldn't cough it up. It wasn't a congested really thing. It was just a painful burning. And I don't live there.
Mm.
So I imagine living there and some of the people I talk to live right next door and say they can't sleep at night. They have headaches. It's hard, I think, for them to function day to day. They don't want to work in their yards.
Let's listen to one of the voice of the Muscatine resident. Sherry is her name we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Anything to say before we hear her voice from your documentary?
I know that Sherry, like many people who I talked to in Muscatine, she runs air purifiers in her house and filters, and she closes up all the windows. A lot of people do this there. They close all the windows. They run their air. They run these purifiers. It was more than normal, more than I know in Iowa City and other places I've lived.
Okay, let's hear Sherry.
I keep a logbook that tells how I feel on a daily basis. The air quality here is not good. And it's like living in a prison in this community because we have to stay inside the house and keep the windows and doors shut in order to breathe. Otherwise, we're sick. We have a lot of sick kids here and a lot of sick people. It's been, I've talked to a lot of people in the South End area. I'm, like I said, 3 1/4 of a mile away from GPC, but it still comes this way. And I've talked to a few of the neighbors down there, and they told me about their illnesses, and then the next person tell me about their illnesses, and it just keeps going.
Resident of Muscatine there. Adam Burke, this is a surprise, I think, to many of our listeners. We like to think in Iowa that we have some of the cleanest air in the nation. Now, what you describe and what we're hearing there from Sherry is almost as if, well, I've talked to people who've returned from large cities in China with a cough that you describe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sherry told me about the local illness. It's called the Muscatine crud that doctors diagnose all the time where they say, you've been outside working, you come in with this cough. All I know is it's the Muscatine crud is what they call it.
Why haven't existing EPA regulations taken care of this?
GPC, for one, and other companies can pay the fines and get away with continuing to pollute. The story I wrote in 2011 highlighted a monitor, which is in that Musser Park that I was talking about, that failed. So they had 2 years of data that they couldn't use. That data could have added a fine. It could have showed that they were out of compliance. It was thrown out, though.
Okay, thank you. Adam Burke, producer and writer based in Iowa City, also an editor at Little Village Magazine, who has written about the air quality. And Muscatine has been following that story over the last few years. Thanks for coming in, Adam.
Thanks for having me.